Hey, good morning, church. Happy 4th of July weekend. This means for us, for Lauren and I, that we are in the final week of our sabbatical. It has been amazing so far. We have been reading books. We have been spending additional time in prayer. We've done some vacationing. We have visited churches. It's really been tremendous. We've spent some days with just our children and family, and we've really, really done our best to absolutely unplug and really rest and really listen and hear from God. As we go into our final week of sabbatical this week, here's how you can pray with us. This week really is going to be mostly about reflection. And like, God, what is it that you have been saying? And we want to be able to kind of journal some thoughts and clarify some things and come back into the operations, if you will, of church with enthusiasm and with energy. And so this week, if you would just pray that our reflection is well and that we kind of have that clarity that God would have us have in this time away. Well, as I mentioned earlier, it is the 4th of July, and I just want to say happy Independence Day. I always like to say that I think that people that come to church on days when there's really good excuses not to come, they should get extra credit. Now, I don't know if God actually does that, but I'd like to think that he does. But here's what I do know, is that today you are in for an absolute treat. The voice that you are going to hear from today is a voice from within our own house. What I really try to do as a pastor is I really try to be very, very intentional to invest into people, particularly people that feel called by God into ministry. This is what I do and how God called me. And so when people have that expression or they will say that to me, that I feel like God has called me into a certain gifting or a certain way of ministering to people, what I love to do is really pour into that with the most intentional effort possible. The person that you're going to hear from today is an unbelievable and wonderful part of our church family. Not only is she super faithful to serve this house in more ways than I probably could even count, she is very faithful to pray for the people in this church. And over the last couple of months has been given opportunities to share with us her heart in our prayer services. Here's what I want to say about our speaker today, that every time that I've heard her speak, it has been evident and clear that she is gifted and called by God to communicate the gospel to others. I felt like for this series that the best thing that I could do is grab one of our developing voices in our church and give them an opportunity to speak to you today. I believe that Cynthia Evans is the most ready. This is the best step for her to take to be able to speak into the life of our entire church. I'm telling you, you're in for a treat. What I want you to do is give your Church on the Rock very best, if you would, to our friend, to our sister, and today's voice, Miss Cynthia Evans.
Thank you.
Good morning, church, and good morning to those online. You have not tuned into the wrong channel. This is Church on the Rock. I'm Cynthia Evans, and I serve on a lot of teams here, and I love this place. I'm home, so I'm not a visitor. I'm a visitor on this stage at this time because I normally will be on worship, serving, or something. And I just want to give God honor for this moment and this opportunity. It's overwhelming. Just the love and support that I've received in this house, it's just been, words cannot describe it. I want to give honor to my husband as well for his support. And him dealing with me, just trying to focus and get my mind straight. So thank you, honey. I love you. For the leaders of this house, Pastor Anthony, the only pastor here today, but all the leaders, even if they tuning in online, and I don't know if you feel like me, but I miss Pastor Josh and Lauren. I miss them. I know they're doing what God told them to do, but I miss them. Not even just him speaking, but his presence. Because if he's not in the building, he's serving in the youth department. He's serving on setup takedown. He's serving behind the camera. He's just always somewhere, making the chair straight. Like, you know, if you think it, you might take it for granted, but he's in here doing stuff. And his wife, you know, her presence alone. So I'm so honored to be here again, and happy 4th of July. you know, happy Independence Day. And when I thought about that, I was thinking about, of course, the plug for freedom in Christ. You know, we find freedom, true freedom in Christ. And it's so great, you know, to be a part of the body of Christ. When I was asked to speak this for Sunday, it seemed like everything that could go wrong did go wrong. And you know how I'm sure you done heard the typical speakers get up and they talk. And I was talking to Jonathan about this earlier. Like when you get up to speak, it's like they have this deep, you know, revelation or this deep testimony the way like they almost died. You know, something happened and that's when God got their attention. And you know, I got COVID as soon as I found out I was speaking. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, and then my husband got in a semi-car accident, and it was totaled, and he could have died, but God blessed him to still be here. You would never know it if you didn't hear it. And so many other things went on, but what God had gave me before I was even asked was spiritual warfare. And this message is for the body of Christ, and it's for those that might not even know Christ, might be questioning why things are going on in your life, why is it happening like this. Even you online, you know, you might be dealing with situations that you are questioning, like, is this me, why me, oh me, you know how we question God. So when he asked me to do this, I was like, God, this was you had me dealing with this issue of spiritual warfare. It's not because I might not be doing something right or because I'm who I am. It's because the enemy is against anybody that's for God and for his people. So one of the main things when spiritual warfare came really like a moment in my life was like around 2017. And my mom, she will be here at 11 a.m., but my mom was going through a sickness. And I never knew this could happen, but she had a urinary tract infection, and she's older in age. So when she got this urinary tract infection, it went sepsis in her system and got in her blood. And just a little background on my mom, we've been in church all my life. If you're old school church, you know back in the day when you went to church, it was every day. I think we might have had on Saturday. And if it was a revival, you was going to church then. So my foundation is church, church, church. And when I got older, I was like, okay, I was churched out. But my mom, she loves God, faithful, served. I mean, go hard for God. So when she had this issue, it affected her mentally. And she was seeing people that wasn't there, the 12 disciples. And like, I mean, it was really crazy. It was off. It shook me. And it's three of us, but I'm the only one that lives in town. And so it was very hard on me and my husband and my family because I had to like help take care of her and be a caretaker for those that you know that you take care of your family. Some of you might be online that can't be in the building because you're taking care of your family. But I had to take care of her, and she was not mentally there. And we went through months and months and really years of going through with this. But I had an auntie come to me and tell me, Cynthia, this is spiritual warfare. This is where you're going to have to fight what you can't see. You're going to have to press into God and get on your knees. And I think so many times we're faced with situations, whether it be our kids, whether it be work, whatever you might be dealing with, that we feel, woe is me. How can I, you know, and that's the time that God is calling you to fall on your knees and press in. And this was that aha moment for me where God was like, and my aunt used, God used my aunt to tell me, you have to press in. So I prayed fast and everything to try to get an answer or to get peace because the situation was so overwhelming. But this is what it brought me to my topic today. And my topic is naked and afraid. Yeah. So let me pray after that. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for this moment. God, I ask you to let it be less of me and more of you. Let your words be said and not mine, God. Let your thoughts be said and not my thoughts, God. I ask you to bless everyone in the building, God. Thank you for blessing them to come through the storm, God, and the rain. In the name of Jesus, amen. So, Naked and Afraid, that's my title, because if anybody that's been in church, you all heard about the whole armor of God. And I think that's where, for the church, and the Christians, you know, it might not be that you're in a backslidden state or you even just done left God, but sometimes we're not prepared. Things will come left and right and blow us and knock us off of our feet. And we will be like shaking and forget about the God that was risen from the dead and everything, all of his power. We forget about it. So that brings me to my scripture text, which is Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. And I'm going to read through it, and then I go back through it. It's the NLT version as well. A final word. This is Paul, just to let you know, this is Paul talking to the church to let us know. And what I thought about was, we know we have the Holy Spirit once we receive God. God comes and dwells within us to help us as a helper. But God knew that we needed more than the Holy Spirit. He knew that we were going to come through tough times, challenges, weaknesses, shortcomings. And God let Paul write this letter to the church to say, you do have the Holy Spirit, but I have an armor for you as well. And verse 10 says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of this unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body of armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. 18, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion, stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. I thank God for the reading of his word. This is, it's so much in this scripture text, but I would not keep you all day. The first thing that I love about Paul with all of his letters, it was to equip us and encourage us. It was to make us where we're able to withstand and stand firm on God's word. But so many times, I believe, you know, we read these scriptures, and I'm sure a lot of y'all that's been doing church for years have heard this over and over again, but it's still times in life that we go through different things and we forget God's word and we don't stand firm on his word. Or we have a little bit of this and a little bit of that on. Sometimes we'll put on the helmet of salvation but forget the belt of truth. And that's where naked and afraid come from. You know, sometimes you just completely not dressed. And, you know, people love to tell you when you get up on this stage, when you're in front of people, picture everybody naked. That is not a good, that's not good. That's not good, you know. And I was thinking about it, I'm like, you know, what if they passed the law that we couldn't wear clothes anymore? You know, how many people would be mad about that? Nobody likes to be naked. And the same thing spiritually. You know, we always look at each other and be like, oh, how you doing? You look so good. Your makeup is so pretty. We always concerned about the outside of people. And I was telling I was telling my husband one time, I was like, you know, we never really ask a person, how are you doing spiritually? And I remember calling one of my friends, which is here today, and I was just like, when I was coming up with my message, I was like, I'm going to just try it out on her. And I was like, how are you doing spiritually? And she was like, why you ask me that? And I'm so glad you're here because I had you in my message. But, you know, so many times we are not concerned with what we don't see. And that's the main issue that somebody is dealing with. That's the main thing we need to be feeding and worried about. So this is a little plug for, you know, life groups. Life groups are where you can find those connections that people are concerned about you spiritually. That people will look at you because they're doing life with you and they'll notice something different about you. You're not smiling like you normally do, you know? So, plug for life groups. Okay. In the first part of Ephesians 6, Paul was telling us to be strong in the Lord and in his power. What I love about this, we don't have to be strong in our own power. I'm a great example of that today because being up here, it's a lot of weight, feel like, to me. And that's not my, as Pastor Anthony said, it's not my weight that I should be carrying. It's up to you to receive what God has for you. So that weight, I don't carry. Right, Pastor Anthony? All right. So God is telling us to be strong in him. And it's seven pieces of the armor. And it's not like an actual war like Vietnam War, World War One. We're fighting an enemy that we cannot see. Now, sometimes does he use people that we can see? Yes. You know, I think about the scripture where Jesus told Peter to get thee behind me, Satan. He wasn't calling, you know, Peter Satan, but Satan was using Peter. This is the number one, the first one is the belt of truth. And back in the day, they say the soldiers, even now, that the soldiers wore the belt, and that's where they carried most of their weapons. And without that belt, they wouldn't, it held up a lot of their armor and their gear, too. Without it, they wouldn't be able to fight back because a lot of their weapons wouldn't be there. So the same thing with the belt of truth. The belt of truth is God's word. This is one of the number one things that we need because, you know, we have this statement, a white lie, a blue lie, a yellow lie. We love the lie. And we give it another title, like, but God wants his word to be around our waist where we can walk in his truth. And it's so many times that we are not walking in the truth of God's word. We might walk in our truth, but it's not God's word. What God say about a situation. And I think a lot of times we do what my friends say, what my mama said, what the culture say, what the internet says, and not what God's word say about the situation. And that's one of the things that in this day we have to walk in or we will be lost and confused. John 14 and 6 says, Jesus told them, I am the truth and the light. No one come to me except through me. We have to know what God's word say in order to walk in it. We get so confused sometimes because of the friends or the people that we have in our ear. A lot of times we have to check the people that we give our ear to. Psalms 139 and 14 say, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I know in our culture a lot of times, you know, if you're not the right size, if you're not the right height, you downplay yourself. You count yourself out. God has made you wonderfully and fearfully. All of this is wonderfully and fearfully made. You know, you have to love yourself. We are wonderfully and fearfully made. Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. You know how many times the devil goes against that? And we need to remember this. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That is his key thing, and that's what he does with all of us. If it's not your marriage, your kids, your job, he has a plan, and he's working it. So we have to work ours. God says he knows the plans he has for all of us of good. So you know if something is going wrong in your life, that's not the plan of God. He wants us to prosper. He has a good future for us. Don't let the enemy get in your mind and tell you you're not worthy, you're not enough. The devil is a liar. Number two is the breastplate of righteousness. This is God's standard, not ours, thank God. But Christ's perfect righteousness has been deposited in all of us. Also, we know the breastplate, it protected the vital organs, the heart, the lungs. And spiritually, you know, if the heart is deceitful, the heart will play tricks on you. You know, so many times, I think we was talking about this in one of my groups and was saying, emotions are not of God sometimes. You know, emotions will carry us left and God wants us to go right. We will let our feelings get in the way of so many things that is not in God's word. We have to protect ourselves with God's word. We have no righteousness of our own. We must still, by his power, choose to do right, live a right life that's rooted in God's word. Everything needs to be rooted in God's word. Then number three, the sandals, the gospel of peace. How many can use peace in their life? Peace in their situation, peace in their house. The sandals were for protection for the feet, for long marches of battle. And they also had spikes on the bottom of them so they could stand firm in the middle of the battle. I was like, oh my God, it's so much to preach in this. I only got a little bit of time, but standing firm on God's word, you know, those spikes, I think about it today with like soccer or baseball or different things, they have track. They have the spikes on the bottom of them so you can be firm in everything, every step that you make. You won't be wobbling and going. That's a lot of our spiritual lives. It's in and out and in and out. God wants us to stay on the right track. Keeping the gospel of peace will remind us of the hope we have in Jesus because of his sacrifice and his belief. John 3:16 say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever will believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We stay focused on his peace, not only when trials come, but when things are going good. I know in my life, going through my Christian life, I could look at moments where I didn't become focused on God until it was a trial or a hardship came along. Then that's when I'm pressing in. I need to join every group. I need to get on my knees. I need to pray. I need to fast. If I stay prepared, if I stay praying, if I stay fasting, if I stay before God, if I stay connected to the right people, your life will go easier. Is this a solution to not having trials or tribulations? No. If you found that, let me know at the church. But this is a solution to having a smoother life, a better Christian life. And I believe it's always more so us, for we can go higher in Christ, so we could do better. Number four is the shield of faith. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but Dr. Tony Evans is one of the, a teacher that I love and admire in the faith. And he said faith is like this. Acting in faith is like activating a divine fire extinguisher. We overcome by believing God's word and acting on it. Whatever the devil brings our way, we must know what does God's word say about it. It all, if you don't hear me say nothing today, it all goes back to God's word. We cannot run from his word. So if you're not in your word, today is the day. And you know, I want to challenge you, especially if you're an adult, don't do that one scripture a day that go on your phone alert early in the morning. Like, press in and try to read the whole chapter of two verses. You know, sometimes we be like, oh, I read my verse. You like 40 years old. You read one verse today? Like, that's sad. That's sad. And then you'll be the main one right on the prayer card. I got canceled. My dog died. My cat died. Everybody died. God wants us to do more. This is always, anytime I'm on the platform, I'm always going to say God wants more from us. He requires more from us. It's so glad that you came on Sunday. You came through the rain. I hope you get a cookie for that. But God wants even more than that. You know, like God wants more from us. You know, we so settled sometimes. We're like, I'm a Christian. And I had to explain to my daughter one day because it was some pop star. I'm not going to name names, but they were on there and they was saying they was a Christian. She was like, they a Christian? I was like, no. You know, Christians, you can see the light. You can see the fruit. Unfortunately, some of our fruit is stale. Some of our fruit is not growing. You know, we need to do better, people. Romans 8:28, this is my favorite scripture. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. This is a scripture that I hang on to through all of my tough times. I try to remember, and it's so hard when you going through, to say that all of this is working for my good, but we gotta believe God's word. We must believe God's word. And it's another plug for life groups. It's so good to have people. You know, maybe you're married and your spouse is not Christian. Maybe you're married and both of y'all are Christian, but y'all need other voices. Maybe you're single and you need a life group. This is where we find strength, faith, hope, love, laughter. It's not all deep, y'all. Some of these life groups, you know, you can ride the bicycle. But God is still present. Number five, the helmet of salvation. The helmet is the head, and the head is the brain, and the brain is the mind. And what's that statement? The mind is a terrible thing to waste. It truly is. When I was going through with my mom and I thought about her mental stability before and her mental stability going through and her mental stability now, and God delivered her. I don't even think I plugged that. But God delivered my mom. She still has complications and everything, but she's mentally sane, thank the Lord. But it was a long, I could say that in a sentence, but it was years of me having, and my family, and my husband, having to press in to God to find peace in the midst of the storm. Because that didn't just go away because I said, God, you know I love you. God, you know I'm going to serve you. Healer. It did not work like that. And I think so many times we think that's the God that we serve, an instant God, a microwave God, as people love to say it. But we serve a God that's out for our good because through the trials, through the tribulations, God put a foundation in me that I feel is unbreakable, that I feel that my hunger and thirst for him is so great. I don't care what yours is. I don't care if you woohoo, clap for me. Like, I'm going to do God's will. And that's what God has for all of us. In those dreary moments, in those night times when you're lonely, when you're by yourself or with your spouse or friends, God is there. And he's waiting on us. The helmet of salvation. We are to think good thoughts and operate not in our human wisdom, but in God's wisdom. Our wisdom normally leads us the wrong way. It's God's way. Without salvation, there is no victory. No victory at all. If we don't keep the helmet of salvation on, the devil will sneak in on us and creep in on us. And before we know it, we're thinking wrong thoughts. You know, it's a lot of people in our society that, you know, talk to therapists. They do that. And that's great. And I tell people all the time, especially my culture and my race, they don't love to talk to therapists. They feel like it's an embarrassment. But I think if you need to talk to somebody, you need to talk to somebody. But at the same time, God is the one with the true answer. It's something about a Christian counselor and a regular counselor. Because we need to point to Christ. Number 6, the sword of the spirit, which is the Bible. These days, the Bible is everywhere. Whatever you're going through, you can Google it, Bing it, look it up. And whatever your situation is, you might think yours is unique. But if you look for it, it's a scripture to match up with what you're going through. God has an answer. I might not have the answer, but God has the answer. Now, finally, and I don't think this should be last, but it's prayer. This should be the first thing, which is truly the most important, because if you don't have a prayer life, you don't have a relationship with God. Just plain and simple. You can put on this whole armor, but if you don't have the prayer life, you just dress. You're just a soldier out there. Lost. It says praying at all times, like verse 18 says. Praying at all times. While I'm up here talking to y'all, I'm constantly praying in my head, God, let one receive. Let one receive online. Let one hear your voice to know that the battle is not ours. It's the Lord's. We have already won, y'all. It's just going through. We must go through, but we have to be equipped. Another soft plug for life groups. And serve day, you need the group of people with you. I was thinking about the shield of faith. I don't know if you all seen 300, but it's a scene in there where they all get down and they have their shields up and they all holding it for each other. That's what life groups look like. You take an arrow, I take an arrow. I'm going to protect you, you protect me. Serve day coming up this Saturday where we can get out there and fight together. And go and battle together, helping each other. We have things here at this church, but we can't make you do it. You have to be a willing vessel, a willing soldier. Now, this is one of my favorite parts of this church that I love when I joined here, that we give you an opportunity to join this battle with us. We give you an opportunity to join our family. We give you a chance to make the decision. Do I want this wardrobe or not? Am I fine being naked? You know, that was just to catch y'all attention, and I knew it would. If you don't leave with nothing, you're going to be like, oh, naked and afraid. Don't go home and look at it, though. But it's a show if you don't know that. But we give you a chance to get our wardrobe, the new armor that we all can use, that we as Christians sometimes need to go back in the closet and get. So, church, you know how we do it. I'm home. We all bow our heads and close our eyes. So if this is your first time saying it, we want you to feel comfortable. We're not going to call you to the front, lay hands, have you fall out. We want you to sit there and feel comfortable. I had to say that. I come from Pentecostal. We want you to close your eyes, everyone. Bow your heads. And we're going to say it all together as a family. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Wash me. Cleanse me. Make me new. All that I am is yours. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family. We love you. God bless.
Church family, can we give it up one more time to Cynthia Evans? That is awesome. What a great job you did. What joy you have and what God is doing in you and through you. We're so proud of our Church of Rock family. And again, we praise God for you. Well, guys, if indeed today's message has touched your heart and you want to make a decision for Christ, will you please let us know? If you're in the auditorium, on the seat back in front of you, there's what we call a connection card. And if you're online, there's what we call a digital connection card. And really, there are three areas I want to point your attention to. The first says that, hey, I've made a commitment to Christ. If that's you, will you please check that box? The second says, I want to renew my commitment to Christ. And if that's you, will you please let us know? And the third area says that I want to be baptized. And if that's you, please, please let us know. What we're going to do is, we're not going to call you. We're not going to show up at your door. All we want to do is to send you a letter of the mail from our lead pastor, Josh Hersey, giving you next steps. Again, church, if today is the day that you want to join our church and learn more about us, please meet us next door at 11 a.m. for the first step of All Access Call Connect class. We are ready for you. And lastly, I cannot end without telling you guys that Serve Day is this Saturday. What time are you going to meet us here? 7:20 a.m. What are we going to give you? T-shirts, Chick-fil-A biscuits. Exactly. And guys, I'm telling you, we have 13 sites across our city that we're going to be the hands and feet of Jesus of. So where can you go to register? You can go to cotr.live. That stands for Church and Rock Live. cotr.live. Meet us here at 7:20 a.m. for your shirt and your biscuit before you deploy throughout our city. Well, guys, can you stand as we close? Thank you for standing. I just want to pray a blessing over you this week, this 4th of July weekend and pre-serve day. Father God, thank you so much for days like this where you are glorified. You are glorified in so many areas, God, through those who have gifts and talent at our church, like today's speaker, for those who have gifts and talents to go out and be your hands and feet. To be the hands and feet of Jesus, God, is a great calling. So God, help us infuse your love. Help us infuse your grace. Help us infuse your presence across all of our serve areas this weekend, God. Keep everyone safe. Lead us and guide us as only you do and as only you can. And of course, God, thank you for those who've made a decision to follow you for the first time or to renew their commitment or to be baptized. And now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and deliver you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be all glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ we do pray. And together we all said aloud, amen, amen, and amen. Hey guys, tell somebody that you love them and keep looking up.